Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
What does conscientious mean? I don't know if I can even say it. Conscientious?
Conscientious.
I know conscious.
Conscientious means, does that mean you're
aware of?
I'm aware of how other people feel?
Empathy. Okay.
So it's like empathy? Yeah. I mean, what?
Why are you asking a question about conscientiousness?
It said this. The story says that the most valuable personality trait you can have is being conscientious, which none of us
wishing
say
to
or know what it is.
So it's wishing to do what is right, especially to do one's work or duty well and thoroughly.
Oh
wait, they have fewer strokes, lower blood pressure. Yeah, I'm definitely not that. I am primed for a stroke. By the way, pot smokers in the room, not naming names. You guys are all going to have heart attacks faster than anybody else. Did you see that?
Ha ha.
Oh, because it was pot smokers of a certain age and you're over it? It doesn't matter. You were smoking pot when you were under it.
What?
Here's the study.
But it's a new study. It wasn't.
Right. I made it.
Yeah.
So I can't
no,
take it away from
he found
it.
The loophole.
Oh, my God. We went from conscientious to Steve basking in the glow of not having a heart attack yet.
Who's got a blunt?
It's basically adults. Oh, you're right. You did pat. The way the story reads, he made it to the promised land. Yeah. Adults under 45 who use cannabis have significantly more heart attacks than those who don't.
Oh, wait, I'm still under 40. I thought it was younger. Yeah, I'm well under.
All right. We
bro.
I can't.
Don't lose it.
Yeah. Aaron's going to hand you her phone and the TikTok app. And we're going to set a timer. But does that make you guys nervous? Like,
no, I mean, I've about had heart attacks when I've ran out of weed before, but I don't know.
But I don't understand why. Why would it be? Seems to me like weed has the exact opposite effect.
Yeah.
My friends who smoke pot, I am more high strung than any other person I know who smokes pot. Like, yeah. I don't smoke. I feel like I should smoke to get my, what? Like, don't you think I'd be better? Not smoking it, but like somehow getting pot inside me. Don't you think I'd be a better person?
No, you wouldn't be. I don't know. You'd be not the same person.
You don't think?
No, I think. I don't think your mind would let you become.
If I were to do a drug, which one do you think I would do?
Dang.
Because I will tell you.
Are you letting us pick? The
yes,
first
yes,
time you ever
yes.
Do that?
Steve looks like a quarterback. He's got that thing on his.
Like, rips his like playbook open. Hold on. I mean, look at my notes. Because here's the thing. I've been exposed, and exposed doesn't mean I've done. I've been handed. Or been in the room with enough cocaine to buy my whole existence 100 times over.
Because back in the day, you used to be a rock star traveling around with other rock stars.
And people just, it's one of those weird
that
things.
That is weird.
Where it's a weird thing. I don't want to get too far down in the weeds away from you guys picking what drug I'm going to do. But it's like, you want to someday make a lot of money so you can buy nice things. But then when you become famous, you have all the money and you don't have to buy anything.
Because they give you everything.
I remember going, someday I want to own a pair of Ray-Bans and I want a Harley Davidson and I want Doc Martin boots. Those were like three things I really wanted but couldn't afford. And I got to go on the road with ZZ Top. And while I was backstage, they were like priming up. Harley Davidson rolled up with a trailer full of bikes and they said, boys, pick one. They walk out there, Ray-Bans out there. They're like, boys, pick some shades for the tour. Oh, by the way, Doc Martens, you want a purple here, there. They didn't buy
anything.
They got everything that I ever wanted for free. And they were making more money than I would ever make.
Yes.
It's not fair. It's like, I just don't get it. Make them, I'm good with them paying for it, but like.
And Doc Martens got mad at you. They're like, don't even look at this. Get out of here.
They were Billy Gibbons special purple Doc Martens. They were like a special made. Now they make them, but.
I just picture you're backstage hanging with all these famous rock stars. Someone comes up and gives you an 8-ball of Coke. And you're like, what? Why?
Right. And it was the same with drugs. People would just hand me drugs. Like, oh, man, here. You want to stay up for the show? And I'm like, yeah, I will be up for the show.
I don't need
I'm young.
It's a rock show.
Right. I'm going to be pumped for it.
I picture you throwing it away and the addicts are going, what are you doing?
I will be honest. I threw a few away in the beginning. I didn't know.
But then you got smart and started trading.
I didn't trade it. I needed my crew to be awake, so I would give it to them.
Oh,
because they had to drive to the next town a day ahead of me.
So they thought you
and
were
I sick. Needed my rest.
It's sort of sick, but that's exactly what happened. So I would just give away cocaine. But in saying that, anybody who knows me who does that drug literally says, please, for the love of God, never do this.
A stimulant, I wouldn't steer you towards stimulants.
Yeah.
I would steer
really?
You towards, yeah, because you're already naturally. I would steer you something that you're not. Probably.
Funny?
Well, no. I would steer you into a depressant.
Pretty?
But you're an alcoholic. But you drink alcohol.
I'm an alcoholic. I only jumped all the way to...
You drink a lot of alcohol.
I do. And yeah. Alcohol's a depressant.
Yeah, it is.
So. But what's weird is I get wired on alcohol. Is that a strange thing? Is it... I've often wondered if, like, the people who need Ritalin... people who are hyper and they take Adderall or Ritalin, it, like, goes... Poof, knocks them down. Like... Maybe alcohol has the opposite effect on me, like that. Because if I took Adderall, I'd be like,
"What's that? What's the fentanyl? Is that an upper?
The one
or
that
downer?
Kills people?
Oh, that kills people. We don't want. Yeah.
Don't jump to that.
My first foray. I should try a syringe. I don't think my first drug should be in a syringe.
Okay.
I feel like I need a baby step my
is
way.
Is that what
in.
Fentanyl is? It a depressant?
I think you can get it other ways. They're laced onto other. There's a lot of, like, there's been a lot of overdoses in the news lately that they are attributing to fentanyl.
Dang.
And anytime, you know what my favorite part of fentanyl is? Sounds weird. Anytime the cops do a bust, they show, like, a little stack of, like, fentanyl or whatever, and they're like, this is enough to kill the population of the entire Eastern Seaboard.
Jeez.
And you're like, wait, what? It's that deadly.
Wow.
But people mix it into their other drugs to make them more effective, but... You know,
gotcha.
It's a drug dealer. Are you really trusting him to like get the ratios right? No, that's too much fentanyl. It doesn't. Now you're dead.
Yeah.
Okay. So fentanyl's out and coke's out. What am I doing?
I think weed.
I agree.
We supplied you with some gummies a while ago. You were looking to sleep.
And do you remember what happened to the gummies?
They melted.
They melted. Yeah.
I left them in my truck. And then I opened the thing and it was just yellow gelatinous.
It was just a giant gummy.
It was a huge.
I was just like, take it.
I didn't know what to do. It turned into something different. It was really weird.
I see marijuana and then I think it would be cool. Maybe
Please say it.
Molly.
Thank you.
Yeah, Molly
or mushrooms.
Okay. Yes.
I've listened to so many people on those things. I just, if I'm going to.
I'd be cool.
I feel like I'd be fun on that. But aren't they an upper and a... Like, what are they? Do they get you up or just make you...
Molly gets you up, I think, and then the mushrooms you hallucinate on.
Yeah.
But I've never done either. Mom.
Either way, you're just going to be laughing nonstop at the stupid... This will be the funniest
thing
you've ever
seen. My thing is, like, every time I've been with somebody who's on those things, when I was with somebody who's on Molly, it was really intriguing to me because they loved everything so much.
Because you get a new perspective on everything.
Everything smelled... They were like, can't you smell that food? And I'm like, no. And like,
you're like,
ran
an Arby's.
Right. I don't want to smell it.
They were like that. And somebody described Mardi Gras on Molly, and it was like... The sights and the smells and the sounds and the tastes and
that, yeah.
But then, as I've told you, to make sure I don't die, I'd have to buy like 10 of them. You guys all take them. If they're not overly laced with fentanyl,
you're right.
I'll take the next one.
That's the smart way to do it, actually.
And what if they are?
Well, half his dose.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.